Good afternoon to my friends from Hopkins Junior High School and the concert band. This is Tim Smith, and I am looking forward to hearing how the band has grown since the last time I heard you play. It's been probably a month or so ago, so good luck today. Here we go. Okay, so good start. It's nice to hear that the band this big is not overplaying your dynamics with a good sound. We have a little bit of intonation issues related to the pitch content on, you know, certain notes like the concert D flat and the trumpet. The upper D flat concert's a flat note. You just be careful about certain things like that, and then make sure you're not overplaying the higher sounds in the woodwinds for matching. Good, yeah, it's a nice kind of understated, quiet feeling in your piano, and I think that's good, giving us some time where you're kind of saving your dynamic pacing and not overdoing it. We make sure that we're listening in the upper octaves of the clarinet, like when you play at 28, where you're playing in the same register as the flute for a while, and the flute sounds are a little bit flat, and the clarinet sounds are a little bit sharp. We're still having some intonation issues there. Good. So we all have to relax at 43, unless we're a trombone or a tuba or a euphonium or a low woodwind, right? The trills just have to be a little bit softer so that we can hear bum 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 bum. That's the line that we really have to hear. Yeah, make sure that when you've got that line da 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 da, that it connects with the next measure. I'm hearing da 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 da, la da di da da. Right, make sure that the last note in that gesture is longer. Good. Yeah, it's in the march style, but it does say molto maestoso, right? So this is this British folk song, right? So we want to make sure that that it's a little bit more song-like in style. Let the accompaniment pattern, like here, we got the snare drum, the bass drum, and a bass line, and they're playing a little bit more march-like, and everybody else is playing a little more song-like, and I think that's good. Good, yeah, trumpets play the pickup to 82 just a little bit stronger, that we have that kind of high sound, and some of the whole notes and the low and middle sounds in the band at 81 are still sustaining over. So when you take a breath to play the pickup, we have to be, our ears have to go to your sound, because you're going to be the melody that goes on in 82. Okay, pretty good job in the horns there. Pretty good job with the accuracy. Yeah, that snare drum needs to be stronger there. Yet we got to hear that line a little bit more coming out from behind the band. Yeah, and I think in general, now I can hear the snare drum better because it's a soft background. But remember, it's a loud background at 97, so you got to adjust your dynamics according to who you're playing with. I think the timpani can be louder all the time. I really haven't really heard as much timpani sound, I think, as would be good. Good, it's a nice job on the mallet parts, that can hear the bells there. Now I can hear the timpani. That's better. Yeah, make sure we get a good sound in the trombones underneath the saxophones and horns there at 120, 21. Yeah. Make sure you're not rushing that last figure. Ya da 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 da. Don't be in such a rush to get to that that last note. Open the gesture up a little bit more so it's not crushed. It doesn't sound like this. Da 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 but da 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 da. Just open it up just a little bit more. Yeah, there's a lot of variety in that piece. Back and forth, dynamic variety and style variety. And I think part of it is just making sure you negotiate the changes in style as much as you can. I still can just a little bit more strength in the lower sounds, the trombone and the euphonium, so that we can hear that sound coming across the band. It's hard when you're blowing kind of through all those bodies. The sound doesn't often get through the bodies well enough. So we got to get our sounds out to the front just a little bit better. Good. So I remember distinctly my clinic with you on this piece, and you've improved some on those ideas, but still I think the dotted quarter notes need to energize forward. I'm still hearing a lot of separation. Da da dee, da 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 dee, da dum dee, da dum. Right, make sure you're connecting those lines, and then the second beats of the bars at the cadence points can be longer. The second beat of measure 8, the second beat of measure 12, the second beat of all of those cadence points where a new color is going to pick up, it needs to be a little more connected. That was better into 25. Good, yeah, much better control of that upper octave leap. It's much better than it was before. Yeah, I just I'm not hearing the tenor voices enough. The trombone voice, the tuba, and the lowest woodwinds. The bassoon. If you got a libretti saxophone, those voices need to be stronger. Yeah, okay. So I think we just have to keep working on the sense of connectivity, the sense of sustaining our lines. And, it's amazing that, with a group this large, you would think that maybe the center of pitch could get a little bit larger and be acceptable. But the point is that we're still hearing intonation issues within like instruments. So for instance, flutes, you have to adjust quicker to play in tune together, right? Like on that last E flat, and these things get adjusted sooner. Then I think just the other maybe primary category of thing that is a concern is making sure that we have a better sense of balance in the ensemble. From the standpoint of hearing the trombone and euphonium lines projected out into the front of the ensemble to get the sounds over the ensemble and out into the audience with the same sense of projection that we're hearing the flutes and the clarinets project. So it's part of it is a matter of proximity. Some of it is a matter of the way an instrument naturally projects. right? The euphonium and the tuba sounds are going up into the fly space above where you're playing. It's hard to get them projected out here. The trombone sounds, because it's a directional instrument, should be easier, but you've got to make sure you energize your sound and you're playing away from the music stand and you're playing away from the bodies in front of you so that your sound has a chance at least to get some distance. Yeah, so of those three notes, the F was the best note, and we're having a problem with the A flat and the B flat, and then the adjustment on the F. So keep working on that. Make that an awfully flat note on flute unless you do something with it, right? And remember, all of these notes that you play in this whole opening section have to be played against that pedal B flat, right? So it's not just that you have to be in tune with yourselves, but they have to be intervallically in tune with the B flat. And so the F is the fifth above B flat. That's a wide interval, and we have to hear the F higher. If it sinks down lower, then it really is apparent that it's under the pitch. Yeah, we're going to make sure we're watching there, guys. Don't just kind of go put your blinders on and count to three. Good balance, clarinets. Really nice interaction back and forth. The bass drum can be a little bit stronger, right? Bum, 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 bum. We got to just hear a little bit more of that in the bass drum. Yeah, flutes, take a big enough breath that you can sustain that its full value, right? The note doesn't stop until 34. Seems like it faded away about the middle of 33. Yeah, horns, just make sure you're not flat as you go up that upper concert F in 42 and 43. Yeah, just a little bit more strength in the horn and lower trumpet part there so we can hear the separation of the parts in 51 and 52. Yeah, this is so difficult to hang on to the tempo. We've got, you know, people playing longer note values who are a little bit behind the beat, and then we've got the da do do da do do da that maybe rushes ahead a little bit. We got to make sure that we're keeping those parts all together. We're having some problems with just the general ensemble. This is a very difficult piece from that standpoint. You know, just trying to keep everything together. Yeah, the people who are fading away in 79, we need to get you softer sooner so that the note disappears gradually rather than just kind of stops. Good. Good job on the trumpet. Good. It's a nice sound on the clarinet and the flute. You just have to make sure we're in tune with one another. The clarinet can be a little bit louder because you're buried an octave lower than the flute and more inside of the sound, right? The alto saxophone sound is close to the range that you're playing in as well. So maybe just project your sound a little bit more. Yeah, there's a lot of flatness horns on that concert D natural. Dum, right, just underneath the pitch there. Good job on the chimes. Nice and strong. Okay, yeah. So we got to make sure that as we go from the unison part at 96, and then when we get to 98, there's two parts, right? There's a concert F and a concert D flat. And then it finally breaks into four parts when we get to the big chord at 102. We've got to make sure we hear all those lower voices nice and strong. Yeah, so I think, we have to kind of as a recap, you know, we got to make sure that we're finding places to play more sustained, that we're working on our balance and getting the projection of the lower and middle sounds out into the audience, and that we're trying to stay together with all of these various things that are going on, and we keep working on making our intonation a little bit stronger as well. Okay, thank you guys very much.